This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. Looks like I will broadcast for the first time in a few days today. So the voice is slowly creeping back. You'll have to excuse it. I don't know what happened. I just kind of lost it in Cleveland.
Yeah, you weren't alone. Felt like the season kind of went that way. What an awful to lose in the two of the three games in the fashion in which they did, and then to get swept and to be in an eight-game losing streak. You know, we know that they lost a lot of games in a row a year ago, but they didn't get to eight until, I think, the end of May. And I don't know. It just feels rough, Steve. It feels like this team's really struggling to score.
Well, there's a couple of different things. Number one, you know, you lose Lee and Tauchman in one fell swoop. Benintendi was already on the ropes, and now he's going to be on the disabled list. So this team is waiting for Rojas to come back, and don't know when that's going to happen. They've lost a few players. Brian Ramos at times looked to me like he was ready to take over, perhaps as an everyday third baseman. As we know, he hasn't been able to stay healthy. Drew Thorpe had Tommy John surgery. So there's a litany of injuries to this team. And if you're not particularly deep, and this White Sox team was not deep, then these injuries are tough to fight your way through, and that's one of the things that's happening. And, of course, we knew offensively there would be a problem, and we're seeing it play out in real time.
Well, they hope to address that by bringing up Chase Mydroth from Charlotte. He was hitting very well down there, Steve, in a small sample size, nine games, but he showed some pop at the plate that he didn't show in spring training, frankly, with three home runs. I don't know if he can be a catalyst. I don't know where he plans to bat, but I hope they plan to play him. What impact can he make on a lineup that needs some oomph?
Well, he's a guy that will make some contact, put the ball in play. And, you know, I was reading a wonderful article this morning because I like to keep up on what's happening in baseball. And the article was on Juan Soto. And he was talking about how he developed his two-strike approach and how he has one of the best eyes in baseball. But it's not by accident. It's by design. And he changes everything when he has two strikes. He chokes up on the bat. That's an easy part. But he also changes where he puts his feet. He changes his stride. And his goal is to put the ball in play. Can you imagine that? Wanting to put the ball in play? What a novel concept. So, yeah, so this is one of the great hitters in our game today who has established himself as having maybe the best eye in baseball. But he was talking about how they talked to him when he first came up about the Nationals' whole organization striking out too much. And he took it upon himself to redesign what he was doing, and it worked out really well. But when you see that and you know that it's possible, and then he talks about having to adjust because the game is different. He said these guys aren't close to what they were in 2018. he was talking about pitchers. He said you might see one guy throw 100, and you might have one guy on a team. He said now they keep trotting him out of the bullpen, the occasional starting pitcher, and they throw 100. And he said he had to adjust because the pitchers had adjusted. They're bigger, stronger, they throw harder. So he made an adjustment. And in the same research session that I had, because I've had plenty of time to do these things lately, I was reading about Jacob DeGrom, who is throwing about 96.7 miles an hour on his fastball. And he says he can throw harder, but he's decided that if he throws at that speed, varies his speed, he could actually possibly stay on the field. Another remarkable concept. You mean you can't throw every pitch as hard as you want to and expect to stay healthy? Wow, that's revolutionary. Well, it's called pitching, and that's what we're seeing more guys with the light turning on and saying, you know what? They've been doing this for a long time. They used to pitch on four-man rotations. These pitchers used to throw 300 innings, and they were smaller, and they didn't have the exercise facilities that the guys have today. They didn't have near as many strength coaches. They didn't do the things they're doing today, and yet they threw 300 innings. Today, if they get to 200, they want to give them a medal. So it's a whole different philosophy, and I understand that some of these guys are starting to figure out that not everything that happened, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago was bad, and not everything they're doing today is good. There's some place in between that in order to stay on the field, you're going to have to get to, and some of these guys are actually getting there.
I guess I look at it and I keep wondering, you know, and I don't want to be rude about it or anything, but when you see a guy like Colson Montgomery struggling as he is, and I think his average is at like 0.88 right now, it just makes you wonder if all of these so-called prospects are just that, are 50-50 chances. And how many are going to hit and how many aren't going to hit? And when you're relying on all of this sort of eventual arrival to solve all woes, how long does that take?
Well, look, Mully, I mean, you hit it right on the head. This is not an exact science. You could draft a guy 1-1, or you could draft him in the 18th round, and you really don't know what's going to happen. Mark Burley was a 38th round draft pick. I mean, this was a guy, and I talked to his father, and I said to his dad, could you have envisioned your son having this kind of career? And he said, Steve, I was hoping he could pick up a spot in the bullpen, maybe. Get a couple of years in, you know, and it would be great. We would be very happy. So you don't really know when you draft these guys, and whether it's Colson Montgomery or anybody else, they will develop or not develop in a time frame that eventually, you know, their first team that signs them might run out of patience and they move on. How many times have you seen these guys on their fourth team, all of a sudden everything clicks and these guys start to hit and they start to hit or they start to pitch and they never stop. So you don't really know. You don't know what the catalyst is going to be. And it's a difficult proposition to draft, sign, and develop these guys and expect that they're going to get it done consistently because you just don't know. And it takes a lot of talent in your organization with your scouting and development people. It takes a lot of work on the part of the guy that you're drafting. It takes a lot of things. And you also have to have an element of luck. You have to stay uninjured because if you're injured, you can't get any better. And so, you know, the Sox have had an inordinate amount of injuries. Guys, I will tell you, it's not the strength and conditioning people. It's not the trainers. Right now, it looks like there's a curse. Obviously, I don't believe that that's the case, but I will tell you that there is an inordinate amount of injuries to a thin organization to begin with, and it's stopping this team from performing the way that they envisioned. I mean, if you look at what the lineup was supposed to be as it was envisioned, it's not close to what it is now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Steve, in the final moments we have remaining, I want to ask you about Sunday's matchup because it's a good one. Garrett Crochet against Shane Smith, if both teams are pitching who they're expected to pitch. Shane Smith has been, I think, a revelation. We've talked about him before, but he's now gone out and give two pretty strong starts. What is he doing well? How impressed have you been?
I've been really impressed. I mean, this is a Rule 5 guy, and granted, he was the first pick in the Rule 5. I'm not sure what Milwaukee was thinking about, but I will tell you that this stuff is legitimate top-of-the-rotation stuff. He's not doing it with mirrors. He's doing it with overwhelming stuff. That changeup is outstanding. He's throwing his fastball where he wants to. It has late life to it. You know, there's a lot of ways to get to 97 for pitchers. There's some guys that go all out. They're straining everything they can. They get to 97. There's no movement on it. Because velocity, boys, come from the shoulder. The faster you can rotate the shoulder, the higher the velocity. But movement comes from the wrist and the forearm. You put that little extra pop at the end, and you'll get movement on the ball. And movement is what fools hitters. Velocity doesn't fool hitters. Hitters have eyes like computers. They know exactly what velocity you're throwing, and if it doesn't move, they're going to tattoo it. His moves. Everything that Shane Smith throws moves. He's been very impressive so far. Again, I'm very happy that for whatever reason, Milwaukee ran out of room on their 40-man and exposed him, and the Sox took a look and said, you know, this guy's pretty good. As it turned out, he's better than pretty good. He's outstanding. He's throwing like a number one. If this continues, I mean, he's going to have a very nice career, but there's a long way to go. You can't get too excited after two starts, but from what I've seen, this guy's legitimate top-of-the-rotation starter.
Steve, I was watching, I think it was Chuck and Ozzie talking about him, and Chuck was saying that he asked him, like, where did that changeup? He taught himself the changeup. He began that pitch, like, in the last year, just looking at different guys and checking out stuff. Did you ever teach yourself a pitch? How hard is that to do?
It's very hard to do. In fact, I spent 14 years in professional baseball, 12 in the major leagues, and I'm going to be 78. I'm still looking to throw a changeup. I can't throw one. I could never throw one. And I did everything you could think of. I mean, I split my fingers. I was looking to add fingers somewhere. Nothing worked. And so, look, the key to a changeup is very simple. It's very simple to talk about, very difficult to do. You use the same release point and the same arm velocity as your fastball. But somewhere with finger pressure or splitting your fingers or doing whatever you're going to do, you're able to take something off the ball without alerting the hitter that you're slowing the pitch down. The best I've ever seen with finger pressure was Greg Maddux. He was outstanding. He could change the finger pressure and make the ball do whatever he wanted to do. But there was one of him, and he won 355 games. But to teach yourself a changeup that's as effective as this is, I would say that's a monumental achievement. And I just hope it stays there, and I hope he keeps experimenting, because that's what I use my side session for. I knew what I did well. I knew what I did poorly. I worked on the things I did poorly. I touched on the things I did well. But I always experimented here and there, because I was trying every day to make myself a half a percent better. Just a half a percent. Find something. Do something that you haven't done. And maybe you'll luck into a changeup as Smith did.
Well, we hope you feel 100% better when you get back in the booth tonight.
There you go. Great stuff, Steve. Thanks a ton. Great catching up.
Thanks, guys. It was great to be able to talk again. Talk to you later.
Take care, Steve.
That's Steve Stone, White Sox
playing
TV
hurt.
Analyst on CHSN.
Yeah, playing hurt.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.